Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and kick this thing off this week by just letting everybody know right up front that all I've heard all week long, so I'll just go ahead and echo it so we can get it out of the way. Kip Branch picked Baylor at the start of the tournament to win the NCAA tournament. That's all I've heard all week. My phone is not – every day I've gotten a text from Kip Branch, I picked Baylor.
I did. I mean, what do you want me to say? I was right. As it relates to you and I tend to be right quite often when it comes to you and I picking sporting events.
In 3 years, he's missed every, he has not picked a champion correctly in 3 years, and the first one he gets every single day, he sends me a text. In 3 years, he's gotten one right.
I mean, I sent you, you hid from me last Saturday when Baylor blew out Houston after you were on this show for weeks talking about Houston was going to win a national championship. They got blown out. I mean, they got blown out in the Final Four. I mean, run out of the gym.
Houston did not play well in that game.
They got blown out. Congratulations to Liberty County's own Davion Mitchell, national champion.
That's right.
For the Baylor Bears. A little, you know, Coastal Georgia flavor to it.
We're going to jump into the sponsors, but first I just want to let our listening audience and our Facebook audience know, and I'll show you on Facebook Live, but I'm a trooper. You know, I've needed some knee surgery for a while, and finally had Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery do the surgery on Tuesday. Major knee surgery on Tuesday. And here I am Saturday morning in the studio, and there are my crutches. If you're on Facebook Live, I'm showing you my crutches. I'm in the studio doing a show because I'm a trooper, where, of course, Kip has earned the nickname Part-Time Kip around here.
Trooper. Major knee surgery. I thought you just had a meniscus repair.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, by Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7330. Major knee surgery.
Hey, man, they opened that thing up.
Opened it up.
They did. Anytime that you get something opened up, it's not minor.
So you didn't have a ACL, MCL, PCL replacement or repair. So you're not having a surgery like George Pickens is having for UGA. You had a cleaned up some stuff in the knee, basically. Oh,
it's been bothering me for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I'm still a long road to recovery. You know, a lot of hard work and rehab, but, you know, when you're a trooper like I am, you get that stuff done and you just buckle down, put your mind to it, and you just mush through it. You know, power through.
Major surgery.
The Masters. One thing Justin Rose learned yesterday is that no lead is safe in the Masters. Those things can quickly evaporate.
7-under after the 36 holes, you know, got off to a rough start yesterday, was 3-over on the front nine for his round, got back to 4-under par, saved his round on the back nine, got back to 7-under, so he had an even par 72 round yesterday. One-shot lead going into today. Some big names, though, nipping at his heels. Spieth's out there at 5-under.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Thomas at 4-under. Tony Finau is at 4 under. And my pick to win the Masters, John Rahm, tied for 21st at even par going into the weekend.
Hey, that's okay, Kip, because I missed one too. My pick didn't make the cut. I picked Brooks Koepka. Of course, I didn't know that he was having knee issues, but I picked him. He didn't make the cut. And then he got asked a fantastic question yesterday by the media, which was, how disappointed are you that you didn't make the cut? And, of course, I think he gave one of the best answers of all time to that question.
That was a good answer.
It was a great answer.
Beep. When you hear beep. As a, yeah. From a PGA Tour player, he's probably had some PR people scrambling in the tour office yesterday. Here's an example, though. You come in here. You know, I'm a trooper. I'm in here on crutches today.
I am. That's truth. I'm telling you truth.
You know, Brooks Koepka, you know, a couple of weeks off of a meniscus repair, kind of like you. He's walking on the most hilly course on the PGA Tour, Augusta National. He guts out 2 rounds at the Masters, and you're in here whining. Because you on crutches today, talking about calling yourself a trooper.
Well, the thing is Koepka's a couple of weeks off the surgery. I'm just a mere few days. So there is a drastic difference there.
I gotcha. But, you know, give the man credit, though. You know, he's coming off a knee surgery, and he guts out 2 rounds on that hilly golf course.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that I was in the studio this morning.
He toughed it out. Probably was in a lot of pain when they stuck those microphones in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, asking him if he's, disappointed or whatever. And
the question was, how disappointed are you that you didn't make the cut?
Okay. I didn't make the cut at the Masters. How disappointed do you think I am?
And with a little bit of salt.
A little twang to it. Zing is, you know, back at. So, the PR people at the tour office of St. Brooks, when they put a microphone in front of you, tone it down. We have corporate sponsors, and we have things that we have to keep the money flowing in.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The Braves need a closer. When you are desperate to get drafted by the 49ers, you schedule a second pro day. They can delay the French Open all they want. We all know that Novak or Nadal is winning. Wasn't men's soccer supposed to be on the rise 10 years ago? Max Fried, get it together, dude. In Mike Foltynewicz's first start of the season for the Rangers, 4 innings, 4 runs, 3 walks. Is anyone surprised by that? Nike has suspended the sponsorship over Deshaun Watson over, quote, disturbing allegations. The new full-time Jeopardy host, Aaron Rodgers. Breaking news, Ronald Cunha is better than Otis Nixon. Well, Kip told you to pick Baylor and 3 other teams. Austin Riley, keep sucking, and Sandoval will be playing third. The Padres are no hitless no more. Justin Rose, boy, did that lead shrink fast. Your next Super Bowl MVP, Sam Darnold. Seaspiracy on Netflix, a must watch. So John Walker's a killer. I knew it. And these are my thoughts.
Your thoughts
are always legit.
Braves do need a closer.
Boy, Sean Newcomb looked good a couple nights ago.
Yes, he did.
Came out throwing 98. Here it is. Hit it if you can.
Hey, give him a shot.
Why not?
I mean, because the guy that they went into the season with as the closer, I watched him blow a save last weekend, and it was all on him.
He has not pitched well yet.
No.
Not yet.
So,
this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and the M&B Liquors. And, of course, we're live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios.
Fine dining on St. Simon since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials, 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Later
good
on,
place.
Yeah, absolutely. Later on the show, we're going to break down the Georgia Bulldogs' schedule for 2021. I'm going to tell you how many games they're going to win and where they're going to finish. And Kip will give you pie-in-the-sky stuff about University of Georgia and how they're going to win. And it's the same segment with Kip every spring. We talk, we outline their upcoming schedule. I tell you what's going to happen, and then Kip tells you they're going to win a national championship. It's the same thing every single year.
Every single year, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, what I want to do is the Jets made a big trade over this past week, changing the course of the NFL draft one more time, which I think this is going to change between now and for the next several weeks before we have it. But I'm going to update you on our top 10. This is the Jason Bishop top 10 mock draft.
Top 10.
And Kip, of course, will chime in and tell you what he thinks as well.
All right. Okay. I'll do it.
At number one, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to take Trevor Lawrence.
Worst kept secret other than Jeff Heron coming back to Camden County and Coastal Georgia.
And number two, the New York Jets trade Sam Darnold to Carolina. Carolina now no longer needs a quarterback. The Jets still do. They take Zach Wilson out of BYU at number two.
I watched his pro day. He looks pretty good throwing the football. And the Jets, that seems like their man. There's mock drafts that say Justin Fields, but there's no way.
No. Mm-mm. At number three, the 49ers, they're putting word out. They're taking Mac Jones at number three, which is a little surprising, I think, to most. But to me, I said this last week on the show, and if you listen, you know, I said to you that of all of the quarterbacks outside of Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones was the safest pick. And I think with what Mac Jones' skill set is and what the 49ers have in place, that is a really, really good fit for Mac Jones.
I think he's a very good quarterback. And if the 49ers do draft him, that's going to be – he's probably going to be a very good player in the NFL. Probably – you're right. Probably the safest pick right now at quarterback outside of Lawrence. I thought Jones was better than Tua was at Alabama, to be honest with you.
With those picks going down, it really puts the Falcons in a precarious situation. We know they want to go quarterback. Wilson and Mac Jones off the board, so thus they'll basically have to choose between Trey Lance and Justin Fields, or do they trade out of that pick? What I think they're going to do is they're going to bring back the hometown kid and Justin Fields back to Atlanta and groom him to be the successor to Matt Ryan.
I don't think the Falcons are going to draft Justin Fields. I think the Falcons are either going to trade out of this pick or trade back with somebody like the Broncos now at nine and get some more draft picks. But if they keep the fourth pick, I think they're going to draft Kyle Pitts out of Florida.
One other thing that I think is not off the table is the Patriots want a quarterback, and I think this is a good spot for them to be able to trade up to be able to get a Justin Fields. Maybe Mac Jones, if he's still there, if San Francisco passes on him. I can guarantee you this. Write this down. If the 49ers pass on Mac Jones and they take anybody else and Mac Jones is available at four, the Patriots are going to draft at four. They will trade up within minutes to get Mac Jones.
What do they got? They're picking at pick 15, I believe. So what have they got on that roster that the Falcons can use?
Defense?
Do they trade like a Stephon Gilmore to the Falcons to get, you know, in that spot? Because the Falcons got to have some help, especially on the defensive side of the ball. A playmaker like Kyle Pitts comes in, makes that offense, you know, it's a good passing offense now, but makes it even better. I don't know. The Falcons, they're going to trade out. I believe they're going to trade out of that spot.
If they stay, I'm going to say that they take Justin Fields, which brings me to five at the Bengals. They're going to do everything they can to protect Joe Burrow. They've got him some weapons there. They're not going to go. Everybody keeps saying they're going receiver. They're not going receiver. They're going to pick Sewell to protect Joe Burrow coming off the ACL, a major knee injury, which I'm familiar with. And so
major.
Joe Burrow will get protected. The Bengals will draft an offensive lineman. Best available is Sewell. He'll go five to the Bengals.
Well, A.J. Green just left and went to the Cardinals in free agency, so I don't know what the Bengals are thinking. They could go wide receiver. That wouldn't be a shock to me.
At number six, the Dolphins seem pretty set to give the Tua thing another go. They're going to get him another weapon. Kyle Pitts at number six goes to Miami.
I think they get one of those wide receivers that's so good. Maybe Chase goes at six.
Speaking of Chase, I've got him going seven to the Lions. New quarterback, they need to get him some weapons. Jamar Chase is the best receiver in the draft. He falls to the Lions at seven.
I don't think the Lions have long-term plans for Jared Goff. This could be a place right here where Trey Lance or Justin Fields, if they're on the board, they could get picked right here by the Detroit Lions and let Goff be a transitional quarterback until one of those two are ready. Lions need a lot of help defensively. They need a linebacker. They need wide receivers. But if one of those two quarterbacks are there and they like him, this could be a spot where they take a quarterback.
At number eight, we had mentioned that we thought the Panthers would take a quarterback here. They no longer need one. They've got Sam Darnold. So thus, they've got weapons on offense. They've got a pretty good offensive line. They need help on defense. They need help at corner. The best available corner in the draft is Patrick Surtain. They take Surtain at eight, which is going to throw Dallas at 10 into a frenzy.
If Dallas sees this board falling that way, they'll try to trade up with somebody like the Lions.
I got to agree with you.
To get in that seven spot, because the Lions are in total rebuild mode, and Cowboys have to have a corner out of this draft. They need to. They need Surtain. That's the best corner in the draft. They got to have him, and Jerry will make it happen.
At number nine, another team that needs a quarterback that's going to overreach, that's going to be the Denver Broncos. They'll take Trey Lance at nine.
The Drew Lock, is he going to make it in Denver? If they draft a quarterback here, I would say no. But I think they go defense. I think if the Broncos want a quarterback, they'll trade up.
If the Broncos don't take Trey Lance here at nine and the Patriots don't trade up, he may fall to them.
Yes. If one of those quarterbacks, Fields or, you know, Lance, fall to the Patriots at 15, then that is a steal of a draft because the Patriots need a quarterback.
Mm. So then that brings me back to Dallas, assuming they don't trade up in front of the Panthers to get Surtain. Like Kip said, they need a corner. They'll take the best available corner at that point, which is Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech.
If the Lions don't go quarterback at seven, look for Dallas to trade up with the Lions. Go from 10 to 7, Lions go to 10, and look for Dallas to get that corner they need.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The University of Georgia recently released their 2021 football schedule. UGA will kick things off against Clemson in Charlotte. The Dogs will then come home to Athens for two games against UAB in South Carolina, take to the road at Vanderbilt, return to Sanford Stadium for Arkansas, back out on the road to the Plains against Auburn. The Dogs will then host Kentucky, play the Gators in Jacksonville, host Missouri, then head to Knoxville to take on Tennessee, Charleston Southern at home, and then over to Atlanta to renew their rivalry with Georgia Tech. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group studios. So this is the segment where Kip gets to take the show hostage. And so before we let him do that, this segment is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, complete cash, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So go on over to your friendly neighbor, this is friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy, or give them a call, 912-437-3784, Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. You know, Darien is a growing community, and they're fixing to build a new grocery store up there, so it's going to be, you know, real estate prices are doing well right now, and Darien is a community that's going to start to grow. So, good pharmacy there, just like in Brunswick, good pharmacy in Brunswick. And so, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jets and Jessup. So, there's a lot of good pharmacies out there that are friendly to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
And we love them. Now, Kip's butthurt list.
Butthurt list this week's kind of heavy on the Masters this week because it's Masters week. Number five on the butthurt list, Rory McIlroy. Man, did you see him hit that shot on 10 yesterday? It looked like a banana, like something Kip Branch would hit. It went into the azaleas, triple bogey. He was plus eight at the time. Got it back to plus six, didn't make the cut. Rory needs that one Masters to get the career Grand Slam.
Which reminds me, once I get over my major knee surgery, we have a golf date.
Yeah, we do. Number four on the butthurt list, Brooks Koepka. Jason Bishop picked him to win the Masters. And if Brooks would have known that, he'd probably made a special trip down here just to, you know, to not get that kiss of death from Jason Bishop. Brooks battling a knee issue, and so he didn't play well this weekend. But he gutted it out and did pretty good.
How disappointed was he that he didn't make the cut?
Very. Can't say on the air how disappointed he was, because we'll get fired. Number three on the butthurt list, Dustin Johnson. Just won a green jacket 5 months ago. Didn't make the cut. Beating it all over the golf course. Hit it in the water on 15, trying to make the cut.
If you're not going to play golf over the weekend in Augusta, there's plenty of other things to do.
Yeah, obviously. They're doing it today. Johnson, Koepka, and McIlroy are doing family-related things today.
Mm-hmm.
Number two on the butthurt list, Deshaun Watson. 22 pending lawsuits right now against him. 22. Not two, not three, not four, 22. So, you know the old saying about smoke. And number one on the butthurt list this week, and somebody texted me and said this, one of my friends, he said the Gonzaga Bulldogs are the Georgia Bulldogs of college basketball. I said, wow. That is...
You've got great friends.
The Gonzaga Bulldogs can't win the big one. They can't. They've lost a couple of national title games. Now they win 33, 34 games a year. Only lose maybe one or two a season. But they cannot win the national championship. And as one of my friends said, and I'll say it again, the Gonzaga Bulldogs are the Georgia Bulldogs of college basketball.
We'll be going over Georgia's schedule shortly.
And that stung. And that cue the 1980 jokes and all that. Here we go. It's coming. Then there you have it. The butthurt list topped by the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Can't win the big one. Would have been undefeated. First team undefeated in 45 years, but they got blown out.
And I was rooting for them. To be honest, I really was. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Like family. I gotcha. But, no, back to Gonzaga. I mean, these guys, you know, they can't win the big one, Jason. Think about it. They can't get it done. They've been on the national stage now for a long, long time. They win, you know, and they were number one the whole entire season, were undefeated. And all they needed was that breakthrough moment, and they just couldn't get it.
They spent a lot of energy on UCLA in the Final Four game, and I think it hurt them in the championship game. I think that there was a lot of emotion that got invested into that semifinal game, and that emotionally when they got to the championship game, they were not invested in that game. And I think that is why they lost to Baylor. I don't think that Baylor was a better team. I just think that Gonzaga basically spent themselves emotionally in the Final Four.
Baylor was stronger physically, and Baylor plays defense. They got after Gonzaga, and they wore them down, and Baylor was hitting threes.
Baylor played a really good game. Gonzaga didn't. They weren't invested emotionally. Baylor wanted it. You know, Baylor wanted it more. Maybe that's actually true in that game.
Baylor was a better basketball team. Well, I think if they play 10 times, Baylor wins 8.
They did beat Houston.
Blew them out. Not beat them. Blew them out.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Trooper, I could be at home, my leg propped up, watching the Masters, but instead I care about my listeners enough, so much, that I'm here for them today, sucking it up, instead of being at home in a recliner with my leg propped up after major knee surgery on Tuesday. I'm here for you, the listener.
I'm sure they appreciate it. I'm sure they appreciate it. I mean, I'm going to look around the studio, the Bennett Auto Group studio here, and see if I can find a pacifier. Is there one in the studio anywhere? Give you some hot milk and then let you take a nap. I mean.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group studios, is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates. Accepts all insurance, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. You heard that, work for life. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Showing Facebook Live my crutches.
Showing it. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. We're going to lose listeners because, you know, you're on the verge. You're almost in tears in here. I know you're in a lot of pain. You just dropped your
your
crutch on the floor. It's banging all over the studio here. So, you know.
Who doesn't need a crutch is the Atlanta Braves. Well, maybe their bullpen needs a crutch. Although I will say Luke Jackson last night came in, shut the door. Very impressive win for the Braves. Ronald Acuna, 4 for 4, a home run, 2 doubles, and a single, a couple great defensive plays, a hustle infield single. He looks the part of maybe the best player in the game.
Won't get no argument from me. He is my favorite player in all of baseball. I mean, he is, you know, he's still young. I mean, is he even 22 years old yet?
Yeah, I think he's 23, actually.
Okay, so, man, he's probably got a good solid 15 years left in baseball. He's a good athlete. He can hit. He can throw. He is your five-tool player. He can do it all. And I think he's right now, he's the favorite for the MVP. It's early, but right now, if you had to vote today, he'd be the National League MVP.
Yeah, we're only a week in. That's very early. You're 100% right. Atlanta, they were in fourth place going into yesterday. They win. They'll move up the rankings, trying to chase down Philadelphia. And there's a clip, and if you haven't seen this clip, it's pretty good. So go to Google and find it. But last night at the game, Bryce Harper is standing in the dugout, and one of the Braves fans says, "Acuna is better than you, Bryce. You will never be any better than Acuna. Acuna is going to be better than you forever. You can only hope to be as good as Acuna." Mm. And this whole time, while this fan is berating Bryce Harper, he turns around the dugout and starts correcting the fan on how to say Acuna. It's Acuna. Acuna.
That was pretty. That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
You know, if you're a fan and you're going to talk trash to a professional athlete, at least have your material down.
Yeah, pronounce the guy's name right.
Yeah, come on. You got to do better than this, fans. If you're going to just harass a professional athlete, work on your material. Don't just show up and you probably heard that somewhere. Acuna. Was he watching The Lion King or something before he went to the ballpark?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And, you know, I guess they're back to selling alcohol in the stadium?
Yes.
Okay.
And now that the governor's lifted all pandemic restrictions, will the Braves have 100% attendance now?
Well, they had some guy, I guess his team president or vice president, on last night, and they were talking to him about that. Next homestand, they plan it being at 50%, and then the homestand after that, they're looking at possibly putting away all their restrictions and trying to bring in 100% of capacity.
There's nothing like having fans at live sporting events. I think that just – there was just something missing from March Madness this year. I know they had limited in-person attendance, but – could you imagine that buzzer beater that Gonzaga hit on UCLA in front of a packed house in Indianapolis of 50,000-60,000? That place would have went bonkers. But no, it had, what, 200 people there? I don't know.
With my crutch on the floor and me having major knee surgery, are you going to come around here in the break and hand me the crutch?
I may swing it at you, but it'll make contact with you before we leave the show.
Hmm.
Yes, I'll get your crutch. I'll also go into the lobby of the station here and get you some Kleenex so that you can have it for the ride home. It was pitiful this morning. I picked him up to come here and do the show, and garage door opens, and you think, hey, he's coming. But he comes out hobbling on these crutches like he, you know, just... come on, man, here we go. It's going to be one of those days.
I'm a trooper. I'm here at work.
Yeah, you're here. You're here. Giving out losing predictions. I mean,
you did pick Baylor.
Yeah, I did. You picked Houston, by the way.
I did pick Houston.
Actually, you picked all four teams in the Final Four, if my memory is correct.
I picked Florida State in the Final Four, and they didn't get there. But the other three teams in the Final Four I did have correct, by the way.
Yeah. Who did you pick to go to the Final Four?
Florida State and the three teams that were there.
Florida State. Okay. You picked UCLA.
No, I had Florida State UCLA.
Okay.
Yeah. UCLA is the only one I missed, just for the record. And that's a fact. I'm not making that up. That's the truth.
But, you know, Final Four teams, that's fine. I mean, I picked three of the Final Four teams. I picked two of the Final Four teams, but I'll take it a step further. I picked the champion, and you didn't.
Okay.
And that's why people tune into this show on Saturdays, to listen to me. They take my advice in sports-related matters over yours. Because, quite frankly, you're always wrong.
That's not true. Coming up in the next segment, I will tell you about, we're going to talk the Georgia schedule for 2021.
And I'll get your crutch.
And yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And so we're going to talk the Georgia Bulldogs 2021 schedule and how concerned the Georgia Bulldogs are about having to play Georgia Tech in Atlanta at that, after they dodged them last year.
I'm not falling for this.
Falling for what?
This is called baiting.
Did Georgia and Georgia Tech play last year?
They did not play last year.
Okay.
Good. The pandemic, there was decisions made, and Georgia lost the home game in the series because they didn't play Georgia Tech last year.
Would you agree that Georgia Tech is on the rise?
Yes, they are on the rise.
Okay.
And they'll be back. By 2023, Georgia Tech will be a threat in the ACC.
And nationally.
Well, you got to start in the ACC and work your way up.
And that's a fair point, because one thing I guess I hadn't considered is there's a good possibility UCF may be in the ACC by 2023.
And there's a good possibility that they would be a middle-of-the-pack team in the ACC, by the way.
That's not going to happen.
Mm. I'm going to get your crutch now.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The University of Georgia recently released their 2021 football schedule. UGA will kick things off against Clemson in Charlotte. The Dogs will then come home to Athens for two games against UAB in South Carolina, take to the road at Vanderbilt, return to Sanford Stadium for Arkansas, back out on the road to the Plains against Auburn. The Dogs will then host Kentucky, play the Gators in Jacksonville, host Missouri, then head to Knoxville to take on Tennessee, Charleston Southern at home, and then over to Atlanta to renew their rivalry with Georgia Tech. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. This segment is brought to you by Ops, the Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops. Off exit 3 on I-95, jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. And an extensive Pizza the Burgers to Wings, 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead, 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop. I've heard great things about it.
It's good. It's great. I will tell you, I've been there. Couple times, great stuff, great food, great
pizza.
Might be
a good place to watch the Masters tomorrow.
Yeah, that is a good place to watch Masters.
Big TVs, 300-inch projector. That's huge, man.
I'm sure they'd love to have you in there too.
Yes, my wife loves pizza. That's her favorite comfort food, pizza.
The G-Day spring game is next Saturday at 2:00. It will air on the SEC Network. So You know, there's some rumors in Athens that maybe JT Daniels isn't the best quarterback in the quarterback room.
Yeah, that's what pot stirrers like to throw out there.
I'm just saying, I have been told that.
By whom?
Other people.
Okay, other people. Well, I haven't been told by anyone. JT Daniels and Matt Corral are the two best returning quarterbacks in the SEC next year.
I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you. And we'll revisit this midway through Georgia's season. I don't have a lot of faith in JT Daniels. I don't think that he is as good as what people want, Georgia fans want him to be. He won some games, but who did he really beat? Nobody. The big games of the season, he lost those games and did not look good in the process.
JT Daniels did not start a big game that Georgia lost last year. He was not cleared to play. So let's get that squared away right now. He did not start against Alabama.
Loss.
He did not start against Florida.
Loss.
Okay. He started after the Florida game, and Georgia did not lose any of those starts.
Who did they beat with him at quarterback?
They beat, I don't know, they beat
Kentucky?
They beat Cincinnati, who you said should have been in the playoff.
And they stole that game from Cincinnati.
They beat Cincinnati, a team that you sit here, you know, you're one of these ace, what is it, American Athletic Association of Lower College Football? Is that the name of the conference? I don't know.
I tell you this once a month.
Okay.
Write it down.
I mean, they're irrelevant. That's why I don't write it down. I don't need to talk about irrelevant conferences on this show. Our people tune in to this show. They want to talk about big-time college football. So go ahead.
Okay. I don't believe in JT Daniels, okay?
All right.
I think he's better than Stetson Bennett. Who was the other quarterback that came in after Stetson Bennett?
Carson Beck.
Not Carson. Carson Beck didn't play. Now, I believe in Carson Beck.
Dropped his crutches again.
Crutches fell.
Twice. During the show, sponsors, we're sorry. He came down here today. Apparently, he did take that pain medication before he got here, and he's a little loopy on the air, so we apologize.
They're going to open the season on the road in a neutral site game in Charlotte against the Clemson Tigers. That's how Georgia's season's going to start.
We'll know right away if Georgia's ready for prime time.
Clemson's going to replace Trevor Lawrence with the number one quarterback in his class, the DJ Hawaiian last name that I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And he's really good. So
lost to Notre Dame last year, by the way.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He was the quarterback when Clemson lost the regular season game to Notre Dame last year.
Okay, so he's 0-1 career.
Yes. Okay. He lost that game. So he lost to Notre Dame.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Was he the number one quarterback in his class?
That's what they say.
Okay, let's move on. And then Georgia will go home against UAB. They'll also stay home against South Carolina.
3-0. Or 2-1.
Well, which is it?
3-0.
Okay, I'll give you their record when I'm done.
Okay.
Then they're going to go to Vanderbilt.
4-0.
At home against Arkansas.
5-0.
To the Plains at Jordan-Hare.
We'll come back to that.
They'll host Kentucky. They'll be in Jacksonville against Florida, host Missouri, head to Knoxville to Tennessee, host Charleston Southern, and then the tough one over to Atlanta to Bobby Dodd to play the Yellow Jackets.
Georgia hasn't lost in Bobby Dodd or whatever it's called, a joke by Coke or whatever they call it. Haven't lost there this century. So, okay, there you have it.
Okay, so give me your record. You're going to say 12-0.
11-1.
Who are they losing to?
They're either going to lose to Clemson, or they're going to lose to Auburn.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. Okay, fair. All right. So this is what I've got them doing. They're not going to beat Clemson because JT Daniels can't win that game. So they'll lose to Clemson. They'll run the table all the way until they get to Auburn. You wrote a story for the Southern Sports Edition, which you put in a line, which I thought was really, really accurate and actually had a really good piece of insight in it. And that is every year when Auburn changes coaches, that first year, he wins a lot of games he's not supposed to win.
Auburn has a history. Terry Bowden in 93, after they fired Pat Dye, 11-0. We're on probation, didn't go to anywhere. But then 2013, after they fired Gene Chizik, Auburn goes and plays for the national championship against Florida State and lose, but Auburn, you know, won the SEC a year after going 0-8 in the conference.
So Georgia will fall to Auburn. They'll run the table from that point on. They'll beat Florida in Jacksonville. They'll handle Tennessee on the road. They'll beat Georgia Tech over in Atlanta. And so they will finish 10-2 in the regular season. They'll be with one loss in the conference. They'll get to the SEC championship game, and they'll win that game.
So they'll be a 11-2 SEC champion in the college football playoff.
We'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!